lose all your money. There's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and dairy. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight, cause I got no fear, as long as I got a dairy and a beer.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, Weez. Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. And as you can hear there, the Chronicle is there as well. How are you, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was great. Bloody news. Good. Ash Barty, the most underrated tennis player of all time. Ash Barty won another tournament over the weekend,
I believe. Did she win? Did she? I knew she made the final.
Some Miami or something.
Yeah, the Miami Open.
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Fucking smashed it.
Yeah, good on her. Good on her.
What a player. Oh.
Great to hear. What
did you think of that, Chronicle?
Well, I still won't retract my statement.
Very underrated.
Serena should be number one, to be honest.
What is it about Ash that you don't like?
Yeah.
I think it's, I don't know. Like when I think of tennis, I think, you know, obviously Serbia, America. And the fact that she's Australian really grinds me gears.
Okay, righto.
Yeah, right. Right.
All right. So there you go. You're clearly young enough that you never saw the golden age of Australian tennis.
No, Margaret.
Questionable
Margaret.
I'd get Margaret on the show.
Questionable.
I think she'd kill off a few listeners for us. If that's what we're about, ostracising people and
Get her on.
Pissing people off. Get Margaret Court on the show.
Senecaught.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on down. Let's talk about your stances on marriage, Margaret. hey, Weez, we're in the midst of a little bit of a COVID scare here in Queensland.
Ooh, yes, we are.
Yep. Now, I made a few outlandish statements earlier on in the life of this podcast about COVID being the place where Queensland being the place where COVID comes to die.
Yes.
And we're
already eradicating it, though.
I know. It's
dying.
Like we had like a little three-day lockdown.
Yeah.
Dead gone. So I stand by my statement.
You were starting to think you're going to eat your words for a second.
I did. But yeah, we've come good.
We didn't even go in lockdown. It was just Brisbane, which we don't live in.
No, we don't live in Brisbane.
Sucked into them.
It is almost 9 o'clock. That's when the Premier usually comes out. She'll probably come out today. So 20 cases last night.
Eat your words, back into lockdown. On the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Hey, Chronicle, how's COVID going over there?
Yeah, look, it's... it's sort of hit and miss, actually. It's I think it's like April 26th. They're thinking about lifting the restrictions so you can sort of maybe go to the pub. So,
right.
I mean, you boys are, everyone in Brisbane complained about, what is it, three days lockdown. Try about 9 months of drinking inside.
Beautiful.
Tough.
Yeah. Sounds like you're really taking advantage of this holiday.
Yeah, you are. You're getting
foreign land.
You're seeing,
seeing your walls sights of your apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What'd that cost you? The European holiday, you bloody. Yeah, you.
All right, guys, we're going to move on. We've got a bit to get through, so we're going to get Father John on the line and going to go into the segment where we get the Chronicles jingle. I'm really excited about this, Weez, because after today or after next week, we should have a opening theme for the show, even though I love beers and durries.
I know.
I love beers and
durries. Maybe we can alternate them.
So catchy.
Yeah, it is.
Catchy.
Well, maybe, is it?
It is. Maybe beers and durries, it can end with beers and durries and start with the jingle.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Father John on the line.
Good call.
And strap yourselves in, guys. It's going to be a great show of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, Weez, it's time to check in with Father John. We've got the Chronicle on the line. Father John, how are you going, mate?
Hey, Spongy, how are you, mate?
Ah, bloody good. Listen, Father John, it's been a little while since we've spoken. I wanted to ask you, how's life?
How's Louis?
It's been good, mate. Oh, Louis's good. Jeez, I love that boy. Couldn't love a thing more. I had to go to Byron for a wedding last week. Sorry, boys. So I had to skip out in the cast. Went over there and got the Wuhan. Came home, spread it about.
Nice.
The Wuhan.
The Chronicle strain.
Dear.
The cure is in lockdown.
In an apartment in Scotland.
For the last 8 months.
Yeah, that's right. The problem is if you take that cure, you pick up hepatitis, AIDS, and about 16 other deadly diseases.
Not worth it.
Do you want to be immune or have a life expectancy of 40?
Fucking, that's being generous.
Oh, dear. Hey, gentlemen, before we get into the actual festivities of what we do here, I wanted to talk to you, Chronicle, because something came up. Actually, your future wife sent this through to me, my mother. and she said, perhaps this is podcast worthy. And I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but there's this great Facebook page called Shit Towns of Australia. And your hometown featured Chronicle on the 9th of March last year. And I thought I might just read it out and see if...
you agree.
Yeah, you agree.
Probably will.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, clogging up the junction where the Newell Highway meets the Grinder Highway. Is it the Grinder? Is it, yeah, is it pronounced Grinder?
That's Con's favourite app.
And Highway.
Good Highway.
Yeah, just on top of a rooftop. That's show sponsor. You want. Moree's notoriously remote rat hole, located a good chunk of a day's drive from both Sydney and Brisbane. Residents of both cities would probably agree that the distance isn't quite far enough. Well, Father John alluded to that.
He did.
When he talks about how far Inverell was. Famous as New South Wales' capital crime city, Moree is packed with marauding mobs of morons stealing car batteries, committing burglaries, and dishing out hidings on a regular basis. This crime wave is probably fueled by the fact that the town has more ice than a penguin's perineum. For those of you who don't know what a perineum is, it is the area between an anus and the genitals, okay? In fact, Maury's meth demic is so bad that its garbage is routinely contaminated with thousands of used needles, leading local authorities to install special needle bins and run a publicity campaign called Be Sharp Safe, featuring a cartoon bee. Fortunately, Moree is home to artesian hot springs that locals claim have healing properties, which is particularly helpful for people trying to recover from knife wounds, track marks, and other assorted injuries caused by living in Moree. I just like the very... we've only got a little bit to go, so I'll read the rest. The 1965 Freedom Ride famously shone a light on the appalling state of Moree's race relations, including the segregation of the local swimming pool. Unfortunately, while the pool is now open to any local residents, it is still full of discarded syringes and the recipient of a code brown on an almost weekly basis.
Code brown.
Moree is also known for its cotton growing industry, which along with its rampant racism, meth addiction and incest, makes it Australia's answer to Alabama.
Oh, that is brilliant.
That accounts for half of that crime.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Jeez.
The code brown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Since the Chronicles left.
I usually put my needles in the bin too, so I don't know how they end up in the pool.
Well, it's because you look at the cartoon bee, you know, who's, you know, be sharp, safe. Oh. But since you've left Chronicle, I've heard that there's been no code browns since you've gone. And there's a lot of penguins that are a lot more comfortable. Oh, dear. Very good. Hey, guys.
Harsh but fair.
Good old Mother Dear coming through with the goods there. Hey, Chronicle, this week we are getting into the jingle now. We tasked you and Father John Sweaty to come up with an intro to the show. And I believe that you have, you know...
Managed to do it.
So let's hear about this jingle. How long did it take you to write?
I mean, obviously, it didn't take long, you know, the cron. It took about maybe 3 minutes, but it was, I mean, it's tough. Writing poems and then, you know, obviously doing the beers and durries, you're just like, oh, I'm not playing it. So, obviously, quite tough. But I think after hearing Beers and Durries and that how it came about,
mega hit,
very popular tune at the moment. Yeah, I mean, I just rely on Father John to bring through the goods.
Yeah, you have your back, so.
Well, I've got to say, you know, Father John, he can do anything. He can certainly polish up a turd, no doubt about that. Hey, so look, what do you just want to read it out? Is that what we're going to do here? Just read it out and. Like your other poetry,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'll read it out. Yeah.
Do you have any sponsors? Do you want to throw in a sponsor?
No, no, yeah, no, no sponsors this week.
What about the Grinder Highway? What about Grinder Highway, mate?
That's
where it all started.
Yeah, BYO pants to the Grinder Highway. All right, mate. Let's hear it. The
Go
jingle.
Brown.
So do you have a name for this? Just the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, I guess, or something like
jingle.
That. Jingle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles jingle.
Okay. Genius. Genius. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I reckon your descendants name the Grinder Highway. It's just so beautiful at naming things. Okay, mate, take it away.
So before, like, yeah, obviously before I wrote the poem.
You sharpened your crown.
I did sharpen my crown, and then I ate the crown. Quite delicious, but
shelved
I
shelved it. You shelved it.
I wrote
brown crown.
I did. Yeah.
Go on.
Only shelved the red ones, but I literally, when I wrote it, I went, "Holy shit! I hope Father John sort of turns it into his own because quite tough, but I mean, he's got some work to do, the big fella, anyway. So it goes, the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, with Sponge and Wheeze leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. Our special guests will leave you wanting more. It's everything that you're waiting for. Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks. The Keeper with his animal facts. Penny Buster and Specky Steve, shithouse blokes, they'll make you want to leave. The Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. The Weasel and Sponge Chronicles coming to you every Saturday.
Oh, well done. That's good. We got the applause, Weasel.
Yes.
Yeah, hang on. Just a bit of a, yeah, there we go. Oh, very good.
One job.
Standing ovation.
One job. Hey, the heavy lifter. mate, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I love the fact that you still managed to pay the piss out of the Penny Buster.
Oh yeah, he's gonna cop hammering every chance I get.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very nice of you. Hey, what do you think of that, Father John? Do you reckon you can do something there?
Twist it.
Oh mate, that's got good bones. I'm gonna turn that into pure sex.
Well, this is the male audience will have a boner at the start of every episode. It's the pleats.
the old
flat as a crutchal region.
The old Chronicle is going to start prescribing Father John Sweaty to a lot of middle-aged men out there, I think, at some point.
On rooftops.
Yeah, well, definitely. A few rooftops. A few rooftops waiting for you.
On the highway to chalk.
Okay, we've gone to a pretty weird place here now. Hey, guys, I've got to say, we've been getting a lot more interest in the podcast lately. It appears the listeners are coming back. I think we're up to 8 rather than 7.
Remember, listeners, tell your friends. That's one of your jobs.
Tell
your
friends
about the podcast.
Well, actually,
yeah, listen for free.
Yeah.
And listen separately.
yes, do not listen together.
Yeah, I
devices, please.
I've got a cousin who listened to the whole thing in 2 days, I believe.
Oh,
2 days.
We're that good. We're binge worthy.
Well, he binges. I think he was at work, but he binges while he's at work.
So he got paid to listen.
We got some really good feedback. He said, Chronicle, you have amazing one-liners. Particularly liked it when you suggested that to Penny Buster, is that my kid or your kid in the background? He loved that one.
The savageness.
It was quite good.
Savage.
He also said that, Weasel, you laugh too much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he also said that, Father John, you are far too good to be on this podcast. And I said, well, you pretty much summed up everything I know. So just keep listening. Yeah. Keep listening. Tell your friends.
Did he have any feedback for the sponge?
The sponge?
Yeah.
He did say he never knew teachers could be so funny.
Was he talking about you or the other teachers?
I don't think he was talking about me.
Yeah, there's three other teachers here.
There's no way he'd compliment me, I don't think so.
Okay, that's all right then.
But I don't think he said I was shit either. So
that's good.
If he listens to this one, he'll text and say, you're shit too, mate. So don't worry about it. Hey, the other thing that I noticed, Chronicle, you sent us a few group chats. Where some of your friends have been listening to the show. And there was one friend here that said, Chronicle, I just cut my finger open laughing so hard at your podcast. It's so good. You should share it more widely. Now, I'm a little bit confused. I don't know who that person was. But how do you get so excited by watching a podcast that you cut your finger? Are we finger cutting good?
Watch out, KFC.
The old mouth up in the pussy, eh?
Lost our new listener. Tell your friends.
So this is the whole reason. So obviously the person that sent through that cut their finger, obviously they're my friends over here in Scotland. And I was just like, I've been holding off telling them to listen to the podcast because I've been like,
It's not very good.
Well, no, it's good, but just some of the stuff that the Chronicle says is
questionable,
against religion, quite misogynistic in stages. And I'm just like, I don't need them to hear this side of the Chronicle. And they went, no, we need to listen to it. So anyway, I sent it to them, and Olga listened to it and cut her finger. She laughed that hard, and I went, oh.
Paper cut.
You wait to get the Christmas episode.
Wait until you hear Weasel's Vegas story.
Oh, you'll cut your hand off.
Yeah. Cut your ears off, that's for sure.
Yeah. There'll be no ears left. Modern day chopper.
Scottish chopper.
Gentlemen, each week when we meet, for the next few weeks anyway, I want to do a little segment where we do I give you some getting to know you questions, because obviously the listeners out there want to know more about you guys and what type of people you are. So we're going to do some getting, them, not you.
That's good.
we're going to do some getting to know you questions. So I'm just going to ask a question and then you guys will give us your answer. And of course, we'll include the Wheeze sitting over here.
As long as he doesn't laugh too much.
As long as he doesn't tell his Vegas story, we're laughing.
Oh, dear. No, laugh away. Actually, there was a review on Apple as well. Apple Podcasts. Top shelf amateur comedy or something. This is
fucking amateur.
It was
what?
Top shelf comedy, and then shelf amateur.
Yeah, this is amateur. I should probably look it up anyway.
Thank you for that feedback, but whoever that was. Tell your friends to listen.
Tell your friends.
We are top shelf.
Top shelf. Okay. Question one. We'll start with the Chronicle first. Which way do you wipe your bum when you do a poo? Front or back?
Tough question, Sponge. I
back to front.
Big fan of pushing one out in the shower. Bit of waffle stomping it down, and letting the water do the damage.
Okay. All right.
The waffle stuff.
But if I did have to shit in the toilet, I'd I think I'm back to front. Back to front.
Back to front
every time.
Back to front. So you're going through the legs.
Oh no, I'm behind. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, that way. Weasel, you're behind. Like you reach around.
I did the reach around.
You did the reach around.
I give myself a reach around.
Ah, really? Okay.
Yeah, no so, waffle stomp here, though.
Okay. It's no waffle stomping for you.
No.
So Chronicle, you're through the legs. Weasel is around the back. Reach around. What about you, Father John?
What do you boys what?
Don't you use the Alabama wet wipe?
Yeah, I thought... Oh, the, yeah.
No, I
like
to get my head
What was that, Father?
I said, I like to keep my stench trench muddy.
Just a quick side note. Does anyone ever shit themselves? Apart from not when they're a baby. I managed to the other day for the first time. As an adult.
All right, well, let's share. Let's go.
Got a bit of the bug. The vomiting and diarrhea.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I was shitting myself for, I don't know, a day and a half or whatever. Anyway, I was in bed and it finally seemed like it stopped. And I was at work. So I was at the mine camp. I was in bed laying there. And I was like, oh, I need to fart. And I was like, oh, I better not. And then I got up and next minute, code brown in the pants.
Oh, no.
Kaboom.
Yeah, first time shitting myself as an adult.
How was the walk to the toilet?
Oh, it was not good. But I was in it was only like 30 centimeters. Like the camp room's not very big.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, not good. Mm. So no one else has, eh? Chronicle? Surely you have.
Chip yourself in front of Father John in a car. I was wearing my brother's green Australian cricket tracksuit pants, and anyway, I jumped in the car and I farted, and it was normal fart. I went, holy crap, I think I'm just shitting myself here. And I was talking to Father John.
Did you check?
Well, no, I didn't check yet, but I was talking to Father John. I said, Father John, I've shit myself. And he goes, oh, piss off, mate. He goes, whatever. I said, no, get out of the car. You need to check this. So Father John, I made Father John get out of the car in my green trackies. My fart that I thought was quite safe had just leaked through the tracksuit, and green and brown don't go too well together. So, and Father John just looked at me and goes, yeah, mate, you literally shit yourself. And I just went, oh, fuck.
Do you remember what I said to you after that? Oh, fucking one of the kindest moments in my life. I'm like, you go and sort yourself out, mate. I'll take the diaries and VB.
That was so kind. So kind to Father John. But yeah, never shit yourself in green tracksuit pants. It always shows through.
Only blue.
All right. Well,
I didn't wash them for quite a while.
I think they got binned.
This segment is going to all sorts of places. All right. Sorry. So, hang on. We still only got two answers. Father John, between the legs or the reach around?
He doesn't want
to. No, but I do want to. I was just saying that for comedy. But I'll go under the balls, mate. Pull it forward.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's me too. That's an interesting one there, Wes. That you're reaching around.
That's how the big boys want.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right. Question two: what food can you best binge eat? So, if you had to do an eating challenge and they put a heap of food in front of you, which food would you choose? Chronicle.
I'd probably have to get pizza. Like obviously when the Chronicles had his big all-nighter on a Friday. I think pizza's the way to go. Just a little garlic cheese.
That'll ciggies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
What substance is it going to be?
Skip the middle, man. Fuck the water.
What about you, Father John?
I've never known a man to eat more spaghetti bolognese than me. I'll punish a fucking pun out of that shit.
Really?
All night.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. I'm interested.
If I was on death row... I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, death roast bag bowl.
Jeez. Yeah, which will be soon.
Well, when you're writing songs about beers and durries, you're already on death row, my friend.
On borrowed time.
Yeah, that's right. So, what was yours?
A chocolate, like block of chocolate, you know, yeah. maybe if, you know, challenge you can eat 5 blocks of chocolate the quickest. I reckon I could nail them in probably 10 minutes.
Well, considering I can't eat 5 blocks of chocolate, I reckon you got me covered.
Yeah, I'd be like, is it you going to eat that yeah. person beside me?
You can smash chocolate. I know that.
It's delicious.
Followed by a side of diabetes.
Oh, dear. I do remember one time you came around for dinner and I had made about 5 kilos of roast potatoes. You'd... I'm pretty sure we polished all of those off.
And the funniest part is you thought you'd have some for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I found out afterwards you're a bit disappointed.
Yeah, I was a little bit heartbroken.
Leftovers.
I think, I'm with you, Chronicle. I think pizza's probably my go-to. Question 3, guys. Yeah. What do you do when you're on the piss that you wish you didn't do? So what annoying habit do you wake up in the morning and go, oh, God, I wish I didn't do that? Chronicle, is it calling everyone in your... How many friends have you got on Facebook? About 1,000? Do you call all 1,000 of us?
7 times.
Look, how long do we want this podcast to go for? Well, quite a few.
Your top one. Quite a few. Your top one.
Well, we can start with waffle. You know, obviously waffle stomping, but we could we could move on. Obviously to yes, I reckon probably the thing I wish I didn't do at the moment was. Call everyone that had a green dot next to their name on Messenger. That's always quite haunting. Or actually, it'd probably be messaging girls on Tinder at 7 a.m. the next day and going, oh my God, that's quite creepy, Chronicle. You probably should unmatch that person. So yeah, quite a few.
And what about you, Father John?
Where do I start? Not the same as Chronicle, and just I've got no when I'm during the day. I think I've just got no confidence when it comes to the birds, and then I get about 3 schooners. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. And just get away and just say the most horrible shit. I think one night I said I kissed the bird. And I said, take your knickers off so I can do that to your cunt.
Oh, Jesus. How'd you go?
Yeah, I had to wash my hands.
Oh, wow.
Couple of knives in the pen.
Well, we're certainly getting to know. Like, you know, I was going to say, Like, I am annoying on the piss. Weasel can vouch for that. Yeah.
He's a biter.
Yeah, I'm just annoying, aren't I? I'm a pest. But see, the thing is, I actually don't mind being a pest. Like, I don't care. I don't care that I'm a pest. I hate how many DNMs I have on the piss.
You are guilty of a DNM.
Yeah, I do. I love a DNM. But I'm certainly not in the realm of Father John and waffle stomping. The old waffle stomper over there in Scotland. What about you, Weas? What would you...
Shit, I'm like the other boys. There's too many to name. But for me, I wish I didn't lose my memory because there's a lot of bad stuff that I probably do that luckily I don't know, but I probably would have rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I can be a bit too much of a menace. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you certainly can be a menace.
I'd rather not, but anyway.
Yeah. We've always said that the Weasel and Sponge get along, but if one of us is sober, they don't necessarily get along with the weasel or the sponge, you know.
Yeah, if one's drunk, one's sober, they do not get along. Both drunk, perfect. Both sober, perfect.
One of each, not good. Question 4, guys. What is your most prized possession?
Ooh, Jesus.
It was my Camry. When I owned it. Oh, what a beautiful automobile.
It was, yeah.
I had a camera. Mine's a cricket.
Your cricket?
Yeah, no. A lighter. You know, it's like a cricket is the iPhone of lighters. Oh. People who are fucking smoking Bics are kidding themselves.
Oh, really?
What do you reckon, Cron? Do you like the cricket?
No, I'm a... I mean, I've obviously changed my tune, been over in the windy Scotland. I've been on their wind resistant lighters. So
jet lighters.
Yeah. Right. The cricket for Father John. What about you, Chronicle? What's your most prized possession?
Crickets and crickets.
For me, I reckon it'd probably be my tough one, but I reckon it'd probably be the Chronicle article of me scoring that 100.
What about
20 the framed, copies?
The framed copy on the wall.
If you boys want mine. So I reckon that'd be it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're one of those people, you wait for the day it comes up in Facebook memories, and then you just make a comment so everyone sees it again.
Yeah.
Wheeze, your Camry, you going with your Camry? The your Camry. Old Camry?
Yeah.
I do love my TV, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Steve version.
Yeah. Yeah, the Specky Steve TV very good.
A good TV is hard to beat.
Yeah, it is. All right, gents. Well, that's we'll do more getting to know you next week. But we need to jump in to Father John's Sweaty's song for the week. Now, Father John, last week I needed to fill in as the guest musician. Did you happen to listen to my rendition of Babylon?
Mate, it was lovely. I remember you playing that at the Lansdowne, was it?
Yeah.
The Irish pub? Yeah, yep. Yeah. Still brought a tear to my eye. But well, just talking about last week, you bunch of fucking assholes. I was fucking off that.
Clay Kazan. Thank you.
We did like it.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
it was good.
We loved the Kazan. We thought it was very good. Yeah, now, so obviously last week I brought up the fact that I had to fill in for you, which was horrible.
You loved it.
No, I really didn't.
Absolutely loved it.
He was all chuffed.
Jeez. I've had a look at the stats from the podcast last week, and it's like when I say to everyone, turn it off now, it's shit. The listenership drops off a lot. I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
Your fault.
It's great. But look, last week I said, how about we do a segment where I give you one of my old songs, an original song, and you see if you can do it up a bit, and we'll call it Polishing a Turd, because we've got so much toilet humor in this podcast now, apparently. And I put a heap of songs up there for you to look at. How did you go with that, Father John?
Polish the waffle.
Well, you know what they say, mate. You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. So.
Jam it through a sinkhole.
You can waffle stop that bad boy every time.
Very, very good.
You won't be able to guess what my thinking was by picking the song today.
Well,
I opened it up. Yeah, have a guess, actually. Have a guess how I picked it.
Okay, well, Father John picked one of my songs. It's a love song. It's called... I didn't write it. One of our the guys in the band, the bass player, Dr. Rock. He wrote this song. It's like I said, it's a love song. It's called "Ship Me to Tears." I would imagine that the title of the song attracted you to it,
the flies,
Father John.
The flies are in the
that,
ship.
And the fact that it was only a minute long.
One take.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I was hungover as balls yesterday. So, yeah, and I reckon I could learn that today.
That's so good.
Yeah, that is.
And the sentiment resonated with me too. Yeah, like, because lots of,
I'm sure your version will sound pretty good because you got better recording equipment than Spongy over here.
Oh, fuck off. Seriously.
The only reason my song doesn't sound good is because the recording equipment.
Just ignore that, listeners. He's laughing again.
Sorry, cousin.
Oh, jeez. I never claimed to be better than Father Job. I'm better than you.
You did, didn't he, Chronicle?
I'm better than you. That's about it.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little snippet of our version of Ship Me to Tears, myself and the band, and the keeper used to be in the band as well, but I don't know where the keeper is. We've tried to get him on the line. So we're going to play a little snippet of that, and then we're going to jump into Father John's version. Okay, so here we go. This is Ship Me to Tears by Sponge the Keeper and Dr. Rock back in the day.
And 2, 3, 4...
Yeah. I'm sitting at home, I'm watching TV, and no one's around but you and me. I look to you and you know what I see. Someone who's close to me that I don't want near. I don't know why you bother to follow me home. I don't know why you call me up on the phone. Cause you shit me to tears. You know it's been so hard over this last year.
Now I've had enough.
Would you just fuck off? Cause you shit me to tears.
Oh, okay. So, I get some applause, do I? Thanks, Wes. So that was Shit Me to Tears back in the
That was for the keeper.
That was for the keeper, yeah. Yeah. But no, look, we used to have fun with that song. Yeah,
it was a great song.
It was a bit of fun.
Yeah. Good live. Very good live.
It was very good live.
Audience get into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Shit Me to Tears.
Well, that was what we were good at, I think. Chronicle, don't you think? Live.
Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah. Got the crowd pumping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Father John, what did you want to do to this song when you heard it?
Finger it.
Probably nothing. Sleep.
We are finger cutting good.
I tried to play it like you guys. I don't know. You guys have definitely got...
no rhythm?
No, like you just got a different style that I'd play. You know, I'm a bit of a... I don't know how you'd put it, but...
Genius.
Yeah, Gandhi.
Gandhi. Did you add some Tupac into it?
Yeah, a musical Gandhi.
Yeah, no, no Tupac. I didn't want to tarnish it. But no, like, I just sort of put it in my own style, I guess. If I tried to play it like the mystery, I wouldn't do it any justice. So.
Right. yeah, well, we'll see about that. I'm pretty sure...
That's fighting words.
No. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited to start listening to some of these songs and go...
Good tune.
I didn't shoot any fires.
No, I don't know what you two are talking about.
Trying to drag it down already.
Well, Wheeze, what I got from that conversation was I've just literally played this song better than you did.
Yeah, yep, I heard that.
Who said that?
Yeah, who said
me.
That?
Yeah, now he has heard it. Listeners heard it.
Back to Maury, buddy. All right, so let's jump into it. This is Father John Sweaty's version of You Shit Me to Tears.
I'm sitting at home watching TV. There's no one around but you and me. I look to you and you know what I see. Somebody who's close that I don't want near me. Now I know why you bothered to follow me home. Now I know why you're calling me up on the phone. Cause you shit me to tears. You know it's been so hard over this past year. Now I'm just had enough. Why don't you fuck off? Cause you shit me to tears. Now I know what you wanted from me. Maybe something dirty or a little insane. I don't know why you're here with me. Maybe to hurt me cause you're such a disease. Now I don't know why you bother to follow me home. I don't know why you're calling me up on the phone. Cause you shit me to tears. You know it's been so hard over this past year. Now I'm just had enough. Why don't you fuck off? Cause you shit me to tears. So hard over this past year. Now I'm just had enough. Why don't you fuck off? Cause you shit me to tears.
So I took his fist out of my ass. And I
weasel.
What were you doing to yourself?
Tell me that last little bit was on the recorder when he said that.
The old Chronicle.
I don't know about you, Chronicle, but I was listening to the song. I'm not sure what you were up to there. Hey,
trying
Father
get,
John.
Trying to get his crowns back.
Yeah, that's right. The red ones. Yeah. Father John, that was outstanding.
Start it again.
Really? You don't want that bit in the real recorded version? I tell you what, some people will cut their fingers after that.
Oh, yeah, I fucked up there. Like, I didn't know.
All right, Chronicle, I know you wanted to get rid of that last little bit, but after a quick meeting of these four great minds, or three great minds, it's staying. It's staying. It's here
it
forever.
It stays in. Yes. Unlike the fist in his arm.
still missing a crown.
Yeah, that's right.
How many red ones are in a box?
Oh, God.
Not anymore.
Poos are so much easier though.
Oh, Father John.
I tell you what. I've got to say, my mum was like, "There's too much toilet humour." She's like, "I'm over it," I'm like, "Oh, it's sort of a one-off thing, right?" But it,
we've stepped it up and then stomped it through the sink.
Literally, waffle stomped it straight through.
The waffle stomping chronicles.
Coming to you every Saturday.
Oh, rewrite the jingle. All right. Hey, Father John, I loved it. I loved it, mate. It was an amazing rendition.
Thank you.
You just got this amazing sound. It's great. And I've got to say, put some effort into that with the solo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I saw a solo in the Google Doc. I get my fingers out of my ass and put them on my strings and
yeah, right. There's this bit. I think it says instrumental, and there's this bit in the song where after the second chorus, basically, all three of us would just say instrumental, and then all we would do is play the chords for another verse. There was no solo. So what you did was a lot better. So I loved it. Hey, so next week we've got
can polish a turd, just quite.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He can. I'm looking forward to more of that in the future.
Polish that up a decker.
glitter, flush and glitter.
Oh dear. Okay, so guys, thank you for this week. I think we're pretty much at the end of that. Next week we're going to hear the jingle. I can't wait to hear that, Father John Sweaty.
Will we put it at the start of the show, or is it gonna? We'll wait.
Oh
to
no,
we've
got
to
wait. We've got to. We'll start with beers and durries again. Yeah. Next week. I do love beers and durries. Hey, how's the response rate?
I like the song too.
The song's all right.
Catchy, so catchy.
I see you played a gig out there not long ago, Father John. And you played beers and durries at the gig. How was the response?
Mate, normally when I play Bloke by Chris Franklin, it goes mad, but it genuinely went off. For the first time, like nobody knew what was happening. And I said, well, I've got a mate called The Chronicle, and he's wrote me a song, and I'm about to play it for you. And then if you've seen the videos on Facebook, there were like 100 people out there.
Yeah,
and
there was
at least 120 darts.
Double darting. Double darting, son of a bitch.
And it was just a smoke show. Like, cars and beers. It was good.
That's so good. I love it. I love it, guys. I was saying to Weasel earlier on, he's like, I'd love to have an episode where it's just Father John's songs. And I said, well, maybe we can do a midweek release soon where we just pick five of your songs or, six of your songs that we've done, and we'll give them a little 2-minute intro and we'll just push that out on a Wednesday. So we might plan to do that at some point. And because I've got to say, the best of episode, the best bit was listening to your songs in between all the talking. So
it was just hard to fast forward.
Yeah.
It was just hard to fast forward to pick when one's going to be.
It was, yeah.
I'm on it, boys.
All right, gents. Have a great week. Stay safe out there and enjoy Easter. I hope the Easter Bunny comes and brings you everything that you want.
I'm a skin that bastard.
All right, gents, that'll do us. Say hi to Louie for me, Father John. See you later. All right, it's time to check in with the keeper. We've kept Father John and Chronicle on the line because I want to get the keeper's feedback to Father John about that song. So, keeper, how are you, mate?
I'm not too bad, fellas. How are you guys going?
Better now that I've heard your voice.
The sweet, sweet voice of the keeper with his shit facts.
Yeah, it goes all right. Sounds good and gets me nowhere.
I've got to say, Raspy Man seems to be a feature on this show because we've got yourself and Father John who, you know, gravel roads and your voices are, you know, very similar.
I moonlight as a Batman impersonator as well.
Yeah, right.
I'm Batman.
Do you do it with your sack?
What are you talking about, baby?
Do you do the Batwing?
I went out for dinner with the wife last night. Had a night off from the little fella and had a one too many red
trouser
wines.
Snake.
That we'd celebrate Easter and I don't really get into Easter all that much. To me, it doesn't make sense that a rabbit could shit out Easter eggs.
out of its calaca.
To me, that's also a little bit more.
That just happened.
Oh, that's so good. We're just continuing to punish Christianity here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, keeper, it's been a while since we've talked. How have you been, and how are all those animals going that you look after?
Mate, it's I've been really good actually. It's I have missed the show, not being available for a little while, but going good, mate. It's a work in progress, saving the world's species from extinction, but someone's got to do it, and that's why I'm Batman.
Very good. Well, you know, you're out there. Hey, Father John, when you went to Byron Bay, Did the Chronicle do a good job of looking after your dogs?
He did a great job. He's getting healthy.
Yeah, oh, that's good. He just put the can of dog food on the bench with the can opener next to it.
Help yourself,
bud. Yeah,
adapt
you're
and overcome.
Have a shotgun for dinner.
That's right.
That's forcing evolution. Trying to get the dogs to grow opposable thumbs so they can feed themselves.
Exactly. Yeah, good old dexterity there. Okay, hey keeper, I wanted to ask you. The Tasmanian tiger has been in the news a little bit over the last month. There's a bloke in Tasmania who thinks that he's found it, he's spotted it, and it's back. What do you think, mate? I want to get your opinion. Is the Tasmanian tiger back, or is it gone?
What was he doing with his sister in Tasmania?
Look, to be honest, they've got about as much chance of finding the abominable snowman or weasel's dick.
The micro.
The micro, yeah. It was last spotted in 1936. This bloke who, I won't use his name just to
bloke
save some face for the poor fella, but he's not a scientist. He's just some old mate who has formed an association that you can become a member of by donating money. So there's some red flags there already. He's just set up these camera traps around northeast Tasmania to try the Tasmanian tiger. What he's actually found is a couple of paddy melons, which are a smaller macropod, like a smaller sort of wallaby.
Yeah.
And he's claiming that they are, in fact, a canine, which is, in fact, a Tasmanian tiger, which is just not true. So,
what a fuck.
Yeah, if you're going to try and get into the science world, and this is one of his quotes, the guy at the Tasmanian Museum was like, "What we actually need is some tangible evidence to prove that it's not a dog and that it is a Tasmanian tiger, and that it's not some other species that we're actually looking at." And then this bloke has gone, "Well, I disagree. We don't need to have DNA evidence." Well, sorry, dickhead, but everything needs DNA evidence if you want to prove that our species is still around. So
I heard he said that they've got rear fangs.
Rear fangs, bloody patty melon.
rear fangs, patty melon. They're the most dangerous of the macropod rear fangs.
You don't want to run into them.
Old mate should focus on his sister and leave them.
Yeah. back to the waffle sobbing.
As much as I'd like to believe old mate that he has actually found a thylacine, which would just be incredible, okay, he dead set hasn't.
That's disappointing. I live in hope. I'd like to see it. Yeah, I'd like Tassie to... tiger come back.
Yeah.
We all do. It sounds like.
What was that, father?
Sounds like the Crog's got more red crayons in his arse than that bloke does the evidence. So.
He'll probably draw some after this.
Absolutely. He's sitting there drawing a Tasmanian tiger. Has anyone seen my blue? Can't find it.
I had 10
and
of them
you
before.
Had that somewhere.
Hey,
probably waffle stomped it.
Keeper, I wanted to ask you a question. If you could be any animal, what would you choose to be?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of factors that you'd probably want to throw into that, but I do love a bit of a good sleep in. I love a bit of a sunbake, and I like not being eaten by other things. So if I was going to be anything, I'd probably be a crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Okay. Yeah, croc. Yep.
Live in some dirty salt, water.
You're an apex predator. Mm. Yeah, you're an apex predator. You've got nothing to worry about. Eat some shit, and you don't have to do anything for a couple of months.
Big lifespan, too.
Chill out, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good lifespan. I mean, they're the perfect animal. They've been around since before dinosaur.
Wow.
They've literally not changed in over like 400 million years.
How long do they live
very
for?
Minimal change.
Forever.
Oh, you get crossed up to, sort of 80, 100 years of age.
Really? But 80 to 100?
They have no natural cause of death. I think they get killed by the crocs and stuff, don't they?
So it's like
get injured.
It's like the Chronicle with beers and durries.
Yeah, their only predator is other crocs.
Wow.
Yeah. But like they don't die of old age and stuff like that. They die from being attacked or... Don't they? Is that true?
I don't know. Where did you get your science degree from? Did you just...
From my sister.
Wikipedia again.
Yeah, I'll Google it after.
Surely that's not true, is it? Is it, Keeper?
They don't die of old age. They just keep going.
No, they do.
No, they're the only animal that can sort of avoid old age is the immortal jellyfish.
Okay.
And the reason they do that is because they actually have a few life stages. They get threatened. They release an enzyme and actually turns them back into their previous life stage. They basically reverse in age.
Yeah, right. Control Z.
About the only
Control Z.
Undo.
Undo.
Yeah, but they don't have a brain. They don't have a brain or anything remotely intelligent, much like the sponge.
Yeah,
yeah. Sounds like the Chronicle.
Yeah. Can they smoke underwater?
Not much of a life, is it? Yeah, being a sponge. Hey, very good, Bonesy. Hey, you got any shit facts for us this week? I'd written down fair dinkum fact. I prefer fair dinkum fact.
I like them both.
Fair dinkum fact for you.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks that chameleons change colour to blend into their surroundings. And it's not true. They actually change colour based on their mood, or if you put two chameleons next to each other, they'll turn red because they're angry. So it's the changing of colour is to do with what's happening and what's going on with their emotional state, rather than trying to blend into the surroundings. Mm. So there's a fair dinkum fact.
There you go.
Yeah, wow.
The emotions of a chameleon. I wonder if one would turn red if it was next to the cron. Yeah, what's oh no, poor chameleon.
Sounds like his ass is red.
Oh, Chronicle. Sorry, keep up. We've had a conversation about what Chronicle does with his red crayons. You don't want to be red around the Chronicle.
Red lizard, red crayons.
Be a lot of people with red noses in the cold weather there in Scotland that would be very worried. Oh dear. Sorry, what was the sad thing that you've got there, Forest Keeper?
Oh, it's actually towards Weasel a little bit, mate. I've recently just read an article that says there's less than 300 wolverines left in the wild.
Oh, get fucked. That's bullshit.
Yeah, mate, they're verging on critically endangered. That's a bit of
fallen brothers.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
I thought you were talking about Weezer's Vegas story.
Under 3 hours long.
Mate, that story has so much life that will never become endangered. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah,
and
it's
going.
Like the jellyfish.
There's no crowns in this story.
Very good, Keeper.
If it's one thing I want a waffle stomp, it'd be Weezer's Vegas story.
Won't fit through the drain, mate.
You have to have some Doc Martens on to do any damage.
All right,
gents. Well, it's been a great show this week. We're going to wrap it up right now with
waffle
with
stomp
the
that
five
out.
Of us on the line. So, Keeper, until next time, what do we say here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles?
Get fucked.
Stay away from the rooftop.
I love this. So
de-evolution.
Your sign off is goodbye.
Good
Chronicles.
Goodbye.
Love, live. What is it? Live.
Be happy. Be.
What is it, Chronicle?
Pass me the lighter.
Live, love, laugh.
Oh, live, love, laugh.
Yeah, live, love, laugh.
Quite of all time.
The keeper's coming and he's gone. Get fucked.
What's Sweaty's
Yeah,
sign
Sweaty,
out?
What's your sign off?
Big checks, no sex. Small rent, big cum. one poo, one wife.
Oh dear. All right, guys, have a great week, and we will see you on that note on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles next week. Bye bye.
Good, good, good.